Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kalusugan ang naging sentro ng usapin sa 2025 National Multicultural Health and Wellbeing Conference sa Melbourne, hatid ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia o FECA, ang pangunahing kumakatawan sa mga multicultural communities sa Australia. Nagtipon-tipon ang policymakers, community leaders, healthcare providers, researchers at mga organisasyong multikultural upang magbahagi ng kaalaman at magtulungan. Isa sa mga dumalo at naging poster presenter sa event ang Australian Filipino Community Services o AFCS. Nakapanayam ng SBS Filipino ang CEO nito na si Corina Dotlo at ibinahagi niya ang kahalagahan ng representasyon ng Filipino-Australian communities lalo na sa issue ng healthy aging sa bansa.
The FECA conferences are one of my favorite conferences because everyone's coming from all walks of life, literally, from very diverse communities, coming from various community needs, spaces, mental health, youth, families, aged care, and it's really great to just hear from researchers, other community providers, mainstream providers, to hear what they're doing in the community to support people from cold backgrounds. Opening partnerships. Like even last year we were at the other FECA conference that they had in Brisbane, and so many partnerships have sprouted from that in Brisbane for our organization and for our community. And likewise, even today, you know, it's just half day and already have plans to have further meetings to partner with other providers, with other researchers to really amplify our work academically, also look in partnerships to expand services and support to the community. So it's really a powerhouse of a lot of grassroots organizations and people that can make things happen in communities. And actually just aligning them, you know, and seeing how we can work together. I love FECA conferences because of that, because there's just a wealth of knowledge, wealth of experience, and a wealth of willpower to do more.
Dinagdag ni Corina Dotlo na nakatutok sila sa hindi lang clinical approach to construct, kundi ang social at cultural informal aspect gaya ng mga aktibidades at socialization. Nilatag din niya mga hamon na kinakaharap ng mga Filipino communities sa isyu ng kalusugan sa Australia.
One of the main ones is access and equitable access. There's a lot of services out there, but there's a disconnect. So we have services and we have the people, but something in between is not connecting. And that's where we come in. We do a lot of connecting. We are sort of a one-stop shop, or I would say sort of an entry point for many people in the community where they're not quite sure where to start and they're not sure who to approach, so they approach us. And we start the conversation and we help them navigate services, learn what to expect, and just even that hand-holding process of walking with them through accessing support, it can be scary. It can be very uncomfortable. And so having someone that's in your corner and actively supporting you and guiding you through it, you know, and just to make that initial connection is so important. And we work with so many providers, so many services, and build that warm pathway for our community so that they can actually avail services that they're entitled to and that they need.
Yeah, I can imagine that those are just basic things that Filipino migrants are going to, especially the elderly ones. I know also the fact that you also championing dementia awareness in a sense and other things that like digital literacy and things like that. What are the challenges in terms of like delivering them to the community and also asking for the government in terms of this one, like trying to connect them and also in policy makings that your group is trying to push?
Yeah, so I'm really excited to be working in this space, you know, translating grassroots level of services and support to policy level and having that impact at that level so that it will trickle back down to us and expand our support that we can provide to the community. That's the goal. That's the goal. And I'm so excited to be working more and more in this space. There needs to be more Filipino voices that are supporting the concerns and needs that our community has at that policy level. And so I'm really excited to be, you know, I'm excited that I have such a great team that does so much on the ground so that, for example, myself can focus on, you know, that policy level and advocacy level. So I think as well with dementia is really complex with the families that we're working with through our Maharlika Lodge Respite Home. So it's actually Australia's first Filipino and dementia specific respite home in the southeast of Melbourne. And so what we are doing with a lot of families is really journeying with them from the point of engagement, then looking at identifying dementia. There are so many people in our community that are living with dementia and they don't know it. And the purpose of knowing is for a larger understanding of where they're at and provides context for their behaviors or where, you know, how they're going about their lives. But also the families, people involved in supporting them can better understand how to best help them. So from that engagement, then it is that recognizing that that dementia you know, diagnosis, and for many we've supported them to get formal diagnosis, so that's been really good. And then from there, working with their families to bridge that stigma, bridge that sort of closed door care, but opening it up and being there for us to help them and strengthening our families. As you were saying, we do a lot in the aged care space, but we're working down the age spectrum to support families, youth and children, because, you know, that brings together the whole family.
Yes.
So we're doing a lot in that space, and it's been great journeying with over 300 people. You know, there's about 50-50 are living with dementia and the carers, which are generally family members or friends, and just journeying with them to understand that you can live well, you can live happily with dementia. We've got to make some extra changes just to better support you, but keep doing what you're doing, keep being active, and, you know, we're here to support you, we're here to support your family.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Binanggit din ni Corina Dotlow ang Maharlika Lodge na isang respite care para sa mga may dementia.
Over at Maharlika Lodge, our project, which was federally funded, it was an innovative model to respite care that actually is more culturally appropriate. It includes the carer. Generally, when you think of respite, you drop someone off and you come pick them up. And our innovative model is that the family member is there, the carer is there with them. They may be in another room, having some time, getting some health information, chatting with other carers, you know, giving a bit of a break. And the person living with dementia, they're taken care of in another room or area of the property and engaging in activities, having fun. Everyone is having fun. And families that attend, carers and the people living with dementia, that they leave Maharlika feeling sort of renewed and restored with going back to their day-to-day. And it's about building those positive relationships, because caring is a big role.
Yeah.
And we want our families to be supported. And so a lot of carers, they're multiple carers, they're dual carers. They're caring for their mother, their father, their family member, elderly family member. They've got children. They're sending money back home to other family members. So the dual caring role is quite complex. So we've got to take care of our carers.
Ayon sa tala ng Australian Bureau of Statistics Census 2021, aabot sa mahigit 31,000 ang Filipino-born seniors sa Australia na may mga edad 65 pataas. Kinakatawan nito ang 15.1% sa kabuuang Australian population sa nasabing age group. Giit na mga katulad ng grupo ng AFCS na dapat pagtuunan ng pansin ang healthy aging. Ako si TJ Correa para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.
O'Reilly.